Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 60. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 36. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Congress says that with the federal budget officially set for the 2024 fiscal year, they are working on the upcoming 2025 fiscal year's budget already. As we sat down with Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District of Kansas, who's also on the Ways and Means Committee, saying that they are looking forward to the process going into the next fiscal year's budget, and hopefully, he says, the process should move forward easier.
So I think the process will go a little bit smoother. And part of that is they're really just starting now. I mean, this is typically the time frame when the Appropriations Committee would be starting on that process. Last year, if you remember, we were tied up with the debt limit discussion, and that ran till the end of May. The other thing that happened last year was, you know, with Speaker Johnson, when he came in, you know, he was under the gun already at that point in time. So
the House Ways and Means Committee says that they are getting started on the process early to hopefully have a federal budget intact by the end of the fiscal year in September.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
A woman from Park City, Kansas, has been charged in a federal court in Wichita after threatening President Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton. KSN News reports that 40-year-old Lori Davis has been charged with one count of threats against a former president of the United States and one count of threats against the president of the United States, saying the crimes happened multiple times between 2021 and 2024. According to the court reports, Davis had called the Clinton Foundation in New York City back in September of 2021 and left a message threatening to kill former President Bill Clinton. And this year, Davis has been accused of posting multiple times to social media making threats to kill President Joe Biden. The cases have been taken up and are currently under investigation by Secret Service and federal authorities, as so far no other information has been released and the investigation is still ongoing. The social media accounts of Davis has also been frozen during the investigation, with court appearances soon to be determined for Davis. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
KNDY News caught up with New Marysville City Administrator Josh Haverkamp, who was introduced at a recent Chamber and Main Street mixer. He spoke of his short-term goals.
I really want to just work on community outreach over these next few weeks and months and just really get to know all the residents on a personal level. That way I can really figure out what they're looking for their community, rather than just coming at it like, this is what you need, like some administrators tend to do. But I just really want to get to know people so that way I can better serve them, because that's the whole point of this role.
Haverkamp spoke positively of Marysville and noted what attracted him to the community.
I really want to just work on community outreach over these next few weeks and months and just really get to know all the residents on a personal level. That way I can really figure out what they're looking for their community, rather than just coming at it like, this is what you need, like some administrators tend to do. But I just really want to get to know people so that way I can better serve them, because that's the whole point of this role. It's really just the way that the community rallies around, well, the historical buildings, but, you know, just around the museum, the Kester Museum. It's, they all come together for one goal, so that way, you know, we can really build up the community together.
Josh Haverkamp, a native of Bern, Kansas, was most recently employed with the city office in Kansas City.
So Kansas City has a very diverse, like, source of revenues, and how they are able to pay for things, you know, it's very extensive. So coming at it from that background, I'm able to look at Marysville and be like, oh, well, Kansas City has this form of funding that we can, you know, try to adapt to fit our population. So whether or not we create a community improvement district, so that way we can serve that area specifically with either a special sales tax or some sort of funding around that district. So that way we can not only draw more people in, that will also provide more revenue for the city, but, you know, we can also just make it a better place for each of us to live and work, and then, of course, play.
The entire conversation with Josh Haverkamp available as a podcast at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Our public affairs program this weekend will highlight the Marysville Sparklers, a volunteer effort initiated to care for the planted areas about the Marysville community. Join Laura Rector Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Marshall County Arts Cooperative presents a photographic journey down memory lane, a series of some 50 historic photos highlighting Marshall County communities. The display is free and open to the public at the Arts Center in Marysville Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons 4 until 6, now through May 2nd. Senior Saturday, featuring a complimentary breakfast for those over age 60, will be tomorrow morning 8 to 10 a.m. For details, go online to marshallcountyarts.org. The tradition of a Victorian tea in Waterville is relived Saturday along with a fashion display. The afternoon tea at 2 at the historic Weaver Hotel and the program at 3 at the Opera House features Rayma Volkmer presenting dressing as a stylish Victorian woman. Combo tickets, $28, are individually $15 each. Reservations for the tea with limited seating are encouraged. Tickets available for the program at the door. For information, phone 785-562-8803 or stop by the Waterville Public Library. Flyer and details online at Waterville Community Connections or Friends of Waterville pages on Facebook. Waterville Community Connections will host the Dueling Piano Saturday evening with interactive music and comedy, as well as a cash bar available at the adults-only event. Individual tickets are $25 each and will include two drink tickets, or reserve a table for eight with 32 drink tickets for $300. Advance reservations with a Venmo, PayPal, and online options included on the event flyer at the Waterville Community Connections Facebook page or call Darla Dick at 785-562-6595. Doors open at 6:30 Saturday. Live entertainment 7 till 10 p.m. Marysville High School prom is Saturday. Group photos at 4:30 with the promenade at 5, open to the public. We'll begin at the Kester House Gardens. The annual senior walk at 5:45 will proceed from the Kester House on Broadway West 7th Street Saturday evening. Prom activities will be held at Venue 36 with after prom at the Junior Senior High. The water repair project planned Thursday at 11th and May Streets in Marysville has been postponed until Friday. Water may be off most of the day beginning around 9 a.m. Friday. In the neighborhoods at North 11th and May Street in Marysville, please save some drinking water as needed. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruited Jell-O. Monday's menu, fish with cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Malibu blend, and apple rings. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s and still cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout Monday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers are possible early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s, then clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 43, and the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. 35 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 19th of April. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LT pickup with a C71 package. This new truck trade is priced under $50,000. They also have a like new 2023 Buick Envision Essence and several vehicles priced in the $10,000 range at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu, Arizona goodbye. The NHL's Coyotes are heading to Salt Lake City after owners approved billionaire Ryan Smith's purchase of the team. Smith also owns the NBA's Utah Jazz. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
We decided it wasn't fair to the players, it wasn't fair to the league and the other clubs, so we needed to come up with something that would long-term preserve hockey in Arizona at the same time enable us to establish a new franchise using the Coyotes Players and Hockey Operations Department in Utah.
Coyotes players said their goodbyes following their final win in Arizona on Tuesday. Goaltender Connor Ingram.
I'm excited for Salt Lake City. I will miss Arizona, but I think it's if you're going to move, it's a good place to go.
The NHL's regular season ended last night, and the final pieces in the Stanley Cup brackets were placed. The Ducks took down the Golden Knights 4-1 in Las Vegas, meaning the Kings only needed 1 point to nail down the 3 seed in the West and push Vegas down into the wild card. They'd earned that point and one more thanks to an overtime winner by Adrian Kempe.
And off the draw, Kempe quickly moves in. Kempe shoots and scores!
Final call on KLAC, just 6 seconds into overtime, 5-4 Kings the final. Baseball, the Giants were nursing a one-zip lead on the D-backs entering the bottom of the eighth. That's when Wilmer Flores broke the game open with a double to left.
1-0 pitch.
Wilmer lines one down the left field line toward the corner. It's a fair ball up against the wall. One run in. Two runs in. Stopping at third is Soler. It's a big two-run double for Wilmer Flores. 3-0 Giants.
On KNBR, the Giants tacked on two more in the frame en route to a 5-0 win. This is Rich Cantrell, ABC Sports.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ag Buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame Ag Buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For Ag Buildings demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And today is Friday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, my special guest today is going to talk about land prices. And is there any land selling? Jim Elliott's with Hayden Outdoors. And Jim, are you selling any land?
Yeah, it's been a good start to 2024, for sure.
What kind of land is kind of being up for sale?
I've sold, personally, a little bit of everything. Production, farm ground, some
pasture. Well, stop right there. What's it bringing?
Depends on where it's at.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure.
There's some variables and factors there, but anywhere from 2,500, you know, a little over 3,000. Just depends on where you are and what the situation is.
And what about irrigated land?
There hadn't been a whole lot of irrigated transfer in lately that I've noticed. Yeah, and I certainly haven't. People are holding on pretty tight to the irrigated right now.
What about these interest rates? Where are they hanging at? Around 7-8%?
Yeah, that's what I've seen lately. There's some anticipation of those rate cuts, and I think when that happens, we'll see a little jump start to the market as well.
Right now, do you have a lot of land for sale?
Across the board, inventory is pretty low. I probably have personally a little more inventory than other folks, and a little bit of everything, rural housing and everything, but overall pretty low right now.
An old farmer's got a couple of quarters, maybe 3 or 4 quarters. He wants to retire. Should he get out now or should he wait?
Well, you know, we're always happy to discuss the specific situation, and I tell you, we've seen a little uptick in the auction market as well, and we'd be happy to help diagnose the specific situation and help any way we can.
Okay, so it is saleable.
Absolutely.
There you go, folks. Want to get out? Got a way to get out. Jim Elliott, Hayden, thanks for being with me, Jim.
Thank you.
See you on the next SecOn Report.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors, several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m., at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A case filed towards the beginning of 2024 in Wisconsin involving a cranberry farm and the Clean Water Act could be impactful to farmers using irrigation. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains the case and the concern that comes with it.
Well, the Clean Water Act has been around for a little bit more than a half a century. The major amendments were back in 1972. And for the point of our discussion today, which is very important to farmers, is that there is a permit discharge requirement before you can discharge a pollutant into the navigable waters of the United States. Now, the term pollutant is defined very broadly, and that can include sediment, can include lots of things that we wouldn't necessarily think are pollutants. And so if that discharge permit requirement applies, which you have to have if you're discharging a pollutant from a point source into a navigable water, then that's very costly. It's time-consuming for farmers and ranchers.
McOwen discusses the case and the claim that is being made.
They're arguing that an exemption that normally applies to agriculture should not apply in this instance. And what that exemption is known as the irrigation return flow exemption. So in other words, if I irrigate my farm fields and there are chemicals on my fields and through the process it gets into underground water and then might find its way into surface water, I don't have to have a permit for that because that's part of irrigation agriculture and that's exempted. Well, the claim in this case is that cranberry farming operations should not be able to use that exemption because they're not irrigating. And so by the strict construction of that term, it should not apply. But what happens here and what the claim is that the ditch and the channel serve as a point source discharge of phosphorus and sediment discharges into a nearby lake when the bogs are drained at harvest time for the cranberries. And phosphorus and sediment are pollutants under the Clean Water Act. And the claim is, well, that water is in the bogs is not used for irrigation. And so the irrigation return flow exemption should not apply.
How the decision about the cranberry farm could impact a lot of agriculture is what he touches on next.
If you get a court here that broadly construes the application of this exemption and then wipes it out, then we become very concerned about that in terms of crop irrigation agriculture because then we'd lose the exemption. Now, I don't think that will happen because the exemption is statutory, but we worry about the possible breadth of any change to the irrigation return flow exemption.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with information about how a case in Wisconsin could make a difference to farmers across the country. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Cilantro is one herb that can generate strong opinions. We will tell you what drives the anti-cilantro crowd on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 19th, the 110th day of the year. IndyCar champ Al Unser Jr. has a birthday, and Sally Ride was named as NASA's first female astronaut on this day in 1982. To you and me, cilantro is an herb that punches up everything from rice to dips to Mexican fare. But for others, it can generate a visceral reaction. Experienced cilantro as having a soapy or metallic flavor. It's an interesting study in genetic variants that account for how our senses decode fragrances. It's estimated that 10 to 15% of people with European ancestry carry the variant which decodes the cilantro differently. So if you know someone with an aversion to the herb, be understanding. They can't help it. It's in their genes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 35 degrees this hour. Highs around 60 on tap today. Cooler highs in the middle 50s Saturday. Warming toward the middle 60s by Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action starting today on a Friday for a three-game series going into the weekend back at home at Kauffman Stadium as the Baltimore Orioles are heading into town. First pitch tonight is at 6:40. Kansas City did wrap up their road tour as their final last three games were against the Chicago White Sox, where they had a doubleheader on Wednesday after a rain delay earlier in the week. The Royals ended up going 2-3 in the series overall. Kansas City has moved up a slot overall in the American League Central, sitting number 2 just behind the Cleveland Guardians with an overall record of 12-7. The Guardians are at 12-6 right now, so just that 1-point lead keeps them above. The Orioles are also number 2 in the American League East at sitting 12-6. Kansas City is home for 2 series against the Orioles, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays, before heading back on the road on Friday next week up to Detroit to take on the Tigers. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all 6 home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the Bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.